most of us imagine that out there somewhere is a perfect family. In fact, probably our family is the worst one on the street. But the reality is that all families have struggles, 100% of them. There's no such thing as the perfect family, and the sooner we come to grips with that, the better off our family will be. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me again. Today, we're going to be taking a look at your family's struggles from a different perspective. I want to deal today with a delusion that many people live under. I want to blow it completely out of the water. And that delusion is this notion of a perfect family. Here's how it goes. As we live day by day with our own families, we rub up against the imperfections of each family member. Husbands and fathers, wives and mothers, children, grandparents, grandchildren, aunties, uncles, cousins. Not a single one of them is perfect. And as much as some of those people may, to a greater or lesser extent, be talented or gifted in certain areas, the reality is they've also inherited many of the foibles and weaknesses, ineffective perspectives and attitudes of their own parents. And worse still, they've probably developed a few bad habits of their own along the way. You put all those people together in this closed ecosystem called the family, and from time to time, sparks are going to fly. Not everybody is going to get on with everyone else. Not everyone is even going to like everyone else. You're getting my drift, right? Because you know exactly what I'm talking about here. Because there's not a single person who hasn't experienced this reality. It is the universal reality of every family. Every family has bits that aren't working well. Every family has some black sheep. Every family has some dysfunctional relationships and clashes of personality. Of course, there are different levels of dysfunctionality. Some families have it more or less together. Others are a complete and shocking mess. I get that. But would you agree with me that there is no such thing as the perfect family anywhere in the universe? Okay, so we agree on that bit. So why is it then that most of us have this ideal perfect family thing in our heads that we compare our families to, only to conclude, my lot are beyond help? Why is it that we believe the happy, smiling, stereotypical family thing that we see on television, in the advertisements, in the sitcoms that we watch? Why is it that we look at our friends' families and we think, wow, if only my husband were like hers, or if only my wife were like his, or if only our kids were as well-behaved as their kids and as respectful and as well-adjusted as their kids? I mean, look how tidy their kids' rooms are. Look at the mess my teenagers live in. Have you ever found yourself running those comparisons? Sure you have. We all have. Well, it's a delusion. The perfect family is a mirage in the desert. There's no such animal on planet Earth as a perfect family. And the reason we're talking about this expectation of perfection is that it's this very expectation, this false, unrealistic, impossible expectation that disempowers us from investing in our own families. We see the weaknesses and the failures and the imperfections of individuals. We see the conflicts. We see the dysfunctions. Every family has those to a greater or lesser degree. But we compare them to this false image of the perfect family, and we throw our hands up in despair and conclude, there's nothing I can do here. They're beyond help. I'm just going to have to put up with this mess. Or worse still, and this is happening more and more, that's it. I'm out of here. I've had enough. That's how divorce happens. That's how children don't speak to their parents for years on end. That's how brothers and sisters grow up and drift apart to the complete detriment of their own kids, who now completely miss out on their cousins and their aunties and their uncles and their grandparents. Some people live in family-oriented cultures. Others, like me, are immersed in individualistic cultures. And many of the people who live in those family-oriented cultures have no idea, none, of how truly blessed they are in their extended families. Cousins growing up together, a neutral auntie or uncle who can step into a conflict with a teenager that's simply too hot for the parents to handle, the gentle wisdom and guidance of grandparents, those things are an incredible blessing, and they're a blessing from God. And yet many families and children miss out on that blessing because we've decided, nah, they're a pain in the neck, my family. I'm not going to have anything to do with them. Hello? Are we getting this? Can you please do me a favour? In fact, no, more than that, can you please do yourself a huge favour? Ditch this delusion that out there somewhere there is some perfect family. Come on, just forget it. It's complete nonsense. No, your family is not the only family with issues and problems and clashes. No, your family is not the worst family on the street. And no, your family is not so hopeless and worthless that you should give up on them. Come on, they're your family. They're the only one you'll ever have. They're your flesh, your blood, and they're worth investing in. And the moment we ditch this ridiculous, my family is the worst family in the world idea, all of a sudden, we see opportunities opening up for us to invest in our families and to reap the rewards. Come on, your family is a special gift from God. Your family is the most precious collection of people on this planet. And if you write them off, you're trashing one of the greatest blessings you will ever have, you'll ever receive on this earth. Your family, the only one you'll ever have. Come on, let's get real. Of course they're going to be imperfect. Of course they're not always going to see eye to eye. And of course, the more of your extended family that you connect with and invest in and relate to and have meals with, in a sense, the more problems, clashes and dysfunctions you're going to run into. Uncle so-and-so who has that drinking problem. Auntie so-and-so who's as insecure and bitchy a person as you've ever met. Oh, and then there's that 16-year-old nephew, what's his name, who is the rudest, most disrespectful child you've ever encountered. But think of the opportunities for you to invest in their lives, to be there for them, to be Christ to them, to reap the reward of family relationships, to laugh with them and cry with them and celebrate with them and mourn with them, because that's what families do. That's what families were always meant to do. And they were never, ever, ever going to be perfect. Let's come back to that very first family in all of history, Adam, Eve, Cain and Abel. Adam and Eve had a perfect light until they did the one thing that God told them not to do. They ate the fruit from the one and only tree in the Garden of Eden that God told them not to eat from. And so the first family let this curse of sin enter into this world, something that you and I are still paying for. God kicked them out of the garden to fend for themselves, and life became immeasurably harder. They experienced for the first time pain and hardship. And they brought two boys into this world who grew up and jealousy arose between them. Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let us go out into the field." And when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Right there in the very first family, there was dysfunction, huge dysfunction. I'm hoping you and I never see that sort of dysfunction in our lives. I hope we never see that sort of clash and its tragic consequences in our families. But there you have it. You and I live in a world where sin abounds. And just as we have sin and shortcomings in us, so our other family members have sin and shortcomings, albeit different ones from our own, in them. Just as they rub us the wrong way sometimes, we also rub them the wrong way sometimes. It's just the way it is. That's what happens in families. But once we grow up and mature and accept this imperfect reality, my friend, your family can be such an incredible blessing to you. And more to the point, you can be such an incredible blessing to your family. And just remember, this imperfect family that you've been lumbered with, well, it's God's plan. They're God's perfect provision for you. And you, my friend, are God's perfect provision for them. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.